Some interesting news if you use Spotify. Spotify, the online music streaming service, is significantly changing its terms and conditions if you don't pay to use it. Most people who don't pay to use Spotify will have a Spotify Open account, which currently restricts the amount of streaming you can do to 20 hours a week. But individual songs do not have a limit on how many times they can be played. Spotify are changing this so that you'll only have 10 hours a week of online streaming, and also each individual song can be played a maximum of 5 times in that week. This is going to have a massive impact on how people use Spotify, really. I think that the 10 hours is not going to be particular an issue for the majority of Spotify users, and Spotify have said that that will still be enough for the majority of its users that don't pay to use the service. However, what is going to impact people is the restriction on how many times they can play an individual song in a week. 5 is quite low, but I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to push people that are having Spotify free into the Spotify pay for accounts, particularly the Spotify Unlimited, which is in the UK is $4.99 a month. This enables you to have unlimited streaming on Spotify. But obviously we'll not have this restriction for the maximum number of times you can play any particular song. Also interestingly is that these restrictions, or these new restrictions rather, are only going to apply to accounts after they've had them for 6 months. So when you first take out a Spotify free account, you'll be able to stream 20 hours of music a week, and it doesn't matter how many times you want to play a particular song, you're going to be able to within those 20 hours. But after 6 months, you'll have these restrictions, so 50% of your online streaming reduced, and also you'll only be able to play the same song 5 times. It's going to be quite interesting to see how Spotify publicise this. I've not seen anything specifically about it on the Spotify website, but when this sort of starts happening, I presume in 6 months' time, to people with Spotify Open accounts, it'd be quite interesting to see how Spotify tell people, whether they actually do tell people and make it a big thing that these restrictions are going to be imposed on your account, and here's how you can bypass the restrictions by paying a monthly fee. Or whether it's going to be something that Spotify users are just going to start noticing, the amount that they're able to stream is reduced, and also when they try and play a song for the 6th time in a week, they're not going to be able to. I don't personally pay for Spotify. I've thought about it several times, but never actually gone and done it. I don't think I use it really enough to warrant it, and I've never really wanted to sync my Spotify account with my iPhone. However, what I have heard from people, particularly people that use Spotify an awful lot more and pay for it, $9.99 a month, really, is that they're getting quite annoyed that quite a lot of songs, either individual songs in albums or even in cases whole albums, are disappearing. And I think what Spotify is in danger of doing is causing people that are quite happy to pay for the service, but if they're not able to use Spotify as their main music player, either on the computer or on their iPhone, Android, BlackBerry or Nokia phone, if songs that they want to listen to are disappearing and they're having to go to like iTunes or Winamp or Windows Media Player to play those songs or import them into Spotify, which I don't believe you can then make available on your iOS device or your BlackBerry, then the people are going to say, well, it's not worth the money if some of the songs or a good proportion of the songs that they want to listen to aren't available on Spotify and they can't listen to them on the go on their iPhone on the BlackBerry. They're not going to pay for the service, and I think that Spotify are really going to potentially start noticing that if more and more songs and albums start disappearing. That's about as much as I can get into this 5-minute audioboo. This is my first proper audioboo. Hopefully it's not too bad. If you like what you hear, you can always follow me on Twitter at Don't Call Me Mike. Hopefully there'll be many more audioboos from me to come.